Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Brandon Jenkins. I'm with Air System Service and Construction. I want to go ahead and introduce my lovely co-host, Candace Moore. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm good. How are you, Brandon?
I'm okay. It's Friday, New Year,
True. 2020. Excited. Here we go.
Excited about today's podcast.
Me too. We have so much to share with all of you listeners.
Yes.
First and foremost, we are no longer called NorCal Crest. Crest being Commercial Real Estate Sacramento Talk.
Yes, they denied us.
We had a lot of little episodes where, unfortunately, when we went to
apply for the state, apparently the names,
because our smiles were so good that it was just like Crest whitening strips or something.
That's what I think happened. I swear, I think Crest toothpaste has a lock on the name Crest.
Yeah.
So I think they denied it, but. Yeah.
The
good thing is, the good thing is,
go ahead. We have a new name, everyone. We are now called Bridge CRE, being Commercial Real Estate.
Yeah.
And we came up with this name because there are multiple bridges that connect commercial real estate together, such as the Sacramento bridges, mm-hmm. San Francisco bridges, all mm-hmm. bridges to connect us all together.
Bridges and community, it's somewhat of a metaphor. It stands out for Sacramento. As Sacramento, you obviously know the bridge in Sacramento. It's, it's kind of our claim to fame. Yeah, you know. Definitely. So, and plus, the state said, it's a go. So,
here we are. To Bridge CRE.
Bridge CRE.
We are
check
going
us out.
To continue with episodes. So, we are technically on episode 13.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special guest here with us. But first, before we introduce her, we want to get you guys caught up on some events that have taken place since the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost was BOMA and their holiday party, which was class of 2019. They had that in December, and
did you enjoy yourself?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Don't you
loved
agree?
It?
Yes.
I liked it.
Yes.
Of course I liked it.
They had done high school photos, so everybody that attended and wanted to participate, if they submitted in their high school photo, when you walked in, you had to guess who was who.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
It was good. It was very interactive.
Very much.
We actually had... what was it? Were you the different
awards?
Yeah, exactly.
Categories.
The different awards and categories that we had.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was fun. That was very interactive for everybody as well, too. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
There was great feedback on that.
So yeah.
Good job, BOMA.
Yeah.
They also just did recently an awards ceremony for BOMA as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome.
Yes.
Thanks to all the sponsorships throughout the year. And then
held out the mix.
People that stand out, you know, go above and beyond, they got awarded for it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Brandon, weren't you one of them?
Yay, yeah. Allied member of the year.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Hard work pays off.
Set the bar high.
Going into 2020.
Going into 2020 strong.
It's great.
That's what we try to do. Yeah.
Tapping into IFMA, they had a holiday party in January. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend, but I think you were
I did go. Yeah, it was down. It was great. It was great. There was a lot of good attendance. It was actually held downtown on the Delta King.
Oh, okay.
It was an evening event. They had great food, great wine. There was a lot of good participation there. It was just a phenomenal event to start off the year for IFMA.
Very cool.
Nice.
And then Crew had their holiday party, which was a light tour downtown.
I heard good things about it.
I did.
Yeah.
The Growing Company, which was actually my previous company,
mm-hmm.
does holiday decor in a lot of the high-rise buildings downtown. And so they did a tour to kind of showcase all of those, which I had heard was phenomenal.
That's great. They, so was it actually focused around?
I think the Growing Company was the main sponsor of that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they tagged in with Crew, and it was super successful.
That's a great way to market.
And yeah, they did little hot toddies, and
super
I heard it was
smart.
Blast. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, BOMA also had their luncheon, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know you guys both attended. So
yeah, we did.
That was great.
It was a great event.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a great event. There was a lot of attendees, as usual, towards the beginning of the year.
Of course.
It was held at the Hilton downtown.
Okay.
There was actually three speakers. One was from Buzz Oates, the other one was from Jackson Properties, and the last speaker was from LDK.
Oh, okay.
ventures. So there's a lot of talk about the rail yards, what's going to be happening, 2020 forecasting with all those companies, what they have, the projects that they have going on currently.
Cool.
So it was a lot of good information.
Yeah.
They handed out some awards too. So yeah, it was a phenomenal way to start off the year for BOMA for sure.
I love it. Yeah. Awesome. So before we introduce our guests, of course, we want to give a huge thank you to somebody special. Helping us last year was awesome of getting this podcast off the ground and really kind of just focusing in on supporting us 100%. And we cannot thank Julia from JM Studios enough. So thank you to Julia, Atati, Michaela, your whole team. Again, allowing us to use this room. It is, you guys have been such a success for us. So we truly appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't do it without them. You know, it's just great support. As everybody knows who participates in these events, as much as efforts that they put into the events, they help us with this podcast. So, you know, I mean, I feel they are a big reason why we have been somewhat successful and continue to be more successful in 2020.
Agreed. With that being said, Brandon, why don't you introduce
I'm going
to
go ahead and
special
2020
special.
Kickoff.
This
is
go.
Woo! I've been waiting to get this person on. To tell you the truth, she was actually, I wanted her to be on our first episode, but she denied me. She's like, I'm too busy, Brandon. I don't do podcasts. And now she's on for the beginning of 2020. Yeah, so our special guest is Patrice Griffith.
Woo!
Senior Commercial Property Manager at Dan Caputo and GPR Ventures.
Yes.
Welcome.
What
thank
is
you
happening?
For having you guys.
No, thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
We thank
you.
Appreciate you joining us.
Stepping into the den.
Yes.
How do you like our room?
I like it. It's very comfortable.
It's padded.
It's homey.
It's homey.
It's homey. Yeah, not
it's
intimidating.
In
okay, good. Yeah,
it's
good. We try not to be.
No.
It's an intimidating thing. We try to create comfort.
Ah, yes. Yes. Thank you.
Of course.
Absolutely. Another glass of wine, please.
Garçon. Garçon. Wine, please. That's next.
That
just sick.
Wouldn't
that be amazing?
It is Fun Friday.
Two glasses of wine. I'll
there
take
you
a bourbon.
Go. There you
I'll
go.
Take a bourbon.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, we got plans.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, Patrice, as you probably listened to a lot of our episodes in the past, we always kind of start out with a couple questions, and we'll just kind of tackle them through. First question we always like to ask people is how did you get into the commercial real estate industry, and how long have you been in it?
So about the age of 12, believe it or not, through 20, my dad had his own company. He was a
it's called child labor.
You see, I'm so young and very mature because I started so young. But he was a past president of IREM San Francisco and when they had Silicon Valley.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
commercial
IREM.
Real estate's in your blood.
Yes. So I was taking budgeting classes through IREM at like 11. No joke.
Wow.
Wow.
He taught classes all over the country.
And
so
you were originally from Hayward, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was out there in San Francisco, East Bay, opened his own firm, and specialized in property management throughout the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so he too had his own real estate show like you guys, you know.
See?
Love it.
Success. Please tell me he retired a rich, healthy.
Hashtag
healthy.
Here we are.
Rich.
Very healthy. Doing his own thing. Healthy. His life.
Okay.
Living his best life.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's all I
so,
need. That's all right.
Yeah, but I worked with him for about through the age of 18 while holding down an additional job leasing apartments.
Wow.
Okay. Putting myself through college. And decided to switch to commercial real estate in my late 20s.
Huh.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What made the change?
A friend of mine who we worked together when I was 16 in the apartment industry. We ended up working together again later in my late 20s. And then he switched from residential to commercial and offered a job for me.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So very cool. I very happily
it's
took that.
Yeah.
It's a lot different from residential.
It is, because residential is very personal.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, people, it's hard. I get it's your home, so they don't necessarily think very clearly when they come in and talk to you.
Yeah.
Versus commercial is a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I do enjoy that part more.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You'd have to.
Yeah.
Resident.
Whew. Night and day.
Yeah, it was.
It's rough. It's a good. I mean,
you
it's good work.
I didn't cut my grass short enough on my front lawn. Some people are so needy. Versus, come on, you know. It's nice.
Well, it's interesting because, like, a lot of people like living that lifestyle, whether it's apartments or home rentals or anything like that. Like taking care of a home is completely new to some people.
Oh yeah.
Because I mean, there's times where, like, you know, my renters in the past and stuff like that, they'll be like, hey, can you come fix this? Like, this freezer thing. And then
doing.
I'm like, okay, like, I can. Like, I'll go do it. And so I'll go fix it. And it was literally like the ice tray machine, like, popped off real quick. And I just put it back real quick. And then, like, oh, okay, cool. We couldn't figure it out.
Well, you know, they pay all that money in rent. So that's what they expect.
I guess. I guess. That's expectations
are
real.
Right, right.
It's super real. I think I got called for, like, a wasp. A wasp nest. Like, hey, you got a wasp nest going back here. I was like, oh, so I'm thinking this giant wasp nest, right? I'm thinking like hundreds and hundreds of wasps. There's this little baby wasp nest out there. And he's like, so how are you going to handle this? And then I'm like, I'm going to get a stick. I'm going to knock this thing down with a quick step on it, kick it into the grass, and I'm done. Like, that's what I'm doing. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Hence my switch.
Right? Struggle's real. The struggle is real.
So you grew up in the Bay Area, and then you moved up this way. What made the move? What was up this way?
Really?
Love.
Love took me to Indiana. That's a whole other episode, guys.
Okay, okay.
And we are still, you know, together this day. But family.
That's good.
Okay.
Family. I have a brother that works for, we're all in real estate, my two siblings and I.
Yeah.
And so he had been pushing to come out here, and financially it really made sense.
Sure. Mm.
And so that's how I ended up coming out here. And I actually met someone who was a mutual friend of a vendor and got a job. And
a lot of people doing
that.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So how long ago was that?
That was 5.5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
5.5 years.
So that was in Cook with Cushman.
And as we always talk, it's always about who do you know? So a perfect example is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know somebody to get you a job.
Keep those connections, people.
Yeah.
For real.
So true.
Exactly.
So you originally came up here, and when you came to Sacramento, you were with Cushman and Wakefield.
Yes.
So what is the difference between the transaction of a large global company like Cushman versus the smaller individual company like Dan Caputo?
You know, I think having such a positive outlook, I don't think there's necessarily pros and cons.
Sure.
There are just changes to assimilate to, as with any company. For example, in a larger company, especially working third party, you have to have, you know, extensive document requests. That's the one thing people always talk about, regardless of document, your dollar amount. They're like, oh, I got to do this form and this form and this form. Mm-hmm. In a smaller company, you might have simplified documents.
Got it.
You may not have to go through all the hoops and approvals.
The bureaucracy.
Right. And so it makes things move a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Sure.
Imagine. Which is enjoyable.
Yeah.
But you have a little bit more control.
Less of a process, yeah.
Right, right.
Less of a process, more control.
Right, yes.
A lot easier to get things done.
It is a lot easier that I found.
What about the customer service aspect of it from a larger...
I don't really think that necessarily changes. It depends. Mm-hmm. It really does depend. You know, when you're doing third party for a large company, that ownership, you know, who you're partnering with may very well tell you, no, we will never do A, B, C, D, E.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, versus when you go to a different company, they say, well, yes, we will do A, B, C, D. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what it really changes. It depends on that ownership culture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then when you go to a smaller company, especially owning everything in-house and managing it like we do, it's that company culture.
Gotcha.
So that's
very different. So just to talk a little bit about what you guys do. So what is your guys' total, like, portfolio? Do you guys just do managing? Do you guys do own buildings and,
Self-managed.
We own and self-manage everything. So about 1.6 million square feet in this region alone.
Okay.
So Sacramento.
That's just Sac.
Roseville included with that.
Okay.
And then there's some stuff in the Bay Area that I actually don't put hands on.
Mm-hmm.
I have my hands full.
Yeah, you do. Jeez.
So that's it's been a lot of fun out here, though.
Nice.
Good. Yeah.
And in that portfolio, is it mainly industrial office space, or what do you guys look for?
There is a mix. So there's a mix, but as maybe people have seen in the SAC Business Journal, a lot of our acquisitions lately have been office, which has been a lot of fun.
Well, you guys have some high-profile buildings. I mean, Metro Center, that's that's a whole high-profile portfolio here in Sacramento. Here in
SAC. Yeah, definitely.
It's a staple. They
2.5 years ago, and that's when I was hired.
Yeah.
When they acquired, they were actually acquiring 8 buildings that I was out of for Cushman. And then acquiring Metro at the same time. So
Nice.
Coming in so like they, sharks.
Yeah. So you went to basically went from Cushman, was working for them at that time, and then they're like, "We like you so much, we want to hire you on directly."
With
that portfolio. And then they bought their portfolio, and then you moved over, and then
Here we are.
That's a great way to go about it.
Yeah. Jeez, and you know, you move a lot in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked for large and smaller companies throughout the Bay Area, all over Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Which was cool, but you start to maybe take for granted. It's like the same thing every day, and out here is a little bit different in a good way.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
yeah. It's good to hear.
Good, good.
So we also tell our listeners, you know, get involved, be a part of associations. We speak so much about that. With that being said, is your company or you personally a part of any organizations here in Sacramento? And if so, what is your role on any of those?
Yeah, so I'm a member of FOMA Sacramento, and I chair the Emergency Preparedness Committee.
Awesome.
So, which I got to jump on our
BOMA?
Schedule.
What's BOMA?
What is BOMA? Let me break that down for you. So, so I do chair emergency preparedness, and our goal is to provide safety tips, security, and emergency preparedness efforts between commercial real estate industry and public safety agencies.
Oh, wow.
So we hold different events throughout the year, such as blood drive, CPR instruction, and seminars with firefighters and other first responders.
Ooh, those
very cool.
Yeah. They're so nice. We definitely are.
I can't wait. What's the date?
Jesus.
And let's not forget our police officers. So we're doing some cool things this year.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Men in uniform, you know?
Yes. I'll get you on those emails.
Okay, thank you. Oh, gosh.
Those That's guys awesome. Deserve some so, and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So big, definitely BOMA big shout out is to a our good support system for
first
your company.
Responders.
It is. It's been great. You know, the things that we learn at the luncheons, the information that they put out is super helpful, especially as, you know, the years go by and laws change and how that affects us directly in our industry is extremely important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, every year.
And why are my, you know, all of my services going up?
Service rates, I was about to say. There's multiple.
Right. It's multiple factors there.
Multiple factors there.
So true.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, me knowing a little bit about you, can you please explain about the community involvement with the city of West Sacramento? I know we've talked in the past, and it seems to me that your commercial real estate, your passion for it and being around people and buildings has kind of taken you into some other community efforts as well.
Right.
So can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think it's awesome.
So, you know, being in real estate is great. It's a little time consuming. But I learned at a young age that that's what I have a passion for.
Mm-hmm.
I also love working with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I opted for real estate.
Because you have your own kids.
Right, yes.
It's a little bit more lucrative.
Yes, thank you very much. Didn't want to say that. Shout out to all the teachers out there.
We love those teachers.
We do. I do. And I you know, I continue to assist this community by helping fill the needs that typically affect its youngest residents.
Okay.
So my passion really is to foster their potential as well as let them know that other people care about their future.
Mm-hmm.
They care about their well-being, their safety, their education. So I do this by advocating for them on various platforms within the city and within the educational system, TK up through high school. I do work very closely with the high school in one group and get a group of youngsters. We're going in March.
That's River City,
River
right?
City. Yep. Yeah, they just have one high school out there in West Sacramento.
Very cool.
And just get them to be passionate about it. And let them know in my industry what potential you have, what you can do. And I think my experience in the industry has really helped me be able to inform them the importance of higher education, the importance of really finding a career Also expanding their knowledge about laws, rules, ordinances that affect them directly.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I think that that's something that they really do need to know about. So I do my best to engage in conversations that'll capture their attention
right.
and keep awesome. It.
That's the hard part,
yeah.
right? Isn't that the hard part, especially that young? I mean, I remember when I was younger, somebody could come talk to me and I'd be like,
who?
Right.
Yeah,
what?
Right.
Who? So it's capturing, mm-hmm. letting them, getting them to think like, hey, there's, you know,
right.
a few years down the road, you guys have to make some major decisions.
And so. Even at the youngest age, because I've spoken to children very young, mm-hmm. first grade,
yeah.
about what it is that I do. And it's just really tailoring that to their age group, how they can relate to it.
Yeah.
Sure.
All the way up through high school. Mm-hmm. So I've worked with other real estate clubs on campuses and bringing tours to my buildings.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That's great.
I love
yeah.
it.
They
That's
need
great.
That. Because not everybody has a parent who has a job where it can be so open and engaging.
Yeah.
So true.
You know.
Yeah.
So I just want to offer that glimpse to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And love it.
Yeah. And just like what you say here, it gives them an idea of, you know, a different market that, I mean, I never knew about when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of kids grow up and follow just their parents' footsteps.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they don't know any different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they have a passion and then they kind of fall out of that passion and then they're lost.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know or...
Yeah, it's very easy to get lost.
Yeah,
it's very easy to get lost, especially at that young of an age. So in order to have somebody like yourself step in front of them and enlighten them and let them know what's up and you know what I mean? Because literally every day you walk outside and commercial real estate is right there in your face, you know, everywhere you go. So it's always going to be there.
Absolutely.
Always.
So
the more educated we could get about it, the better off we'll be as, you know, as a whole and as a society. So
right. I agree.
Yeah, I think it's great what you're doing out there.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. So we always kind of talk or ask our guests as well, you know, what advice do you give the young generation? Obviously, you're doing more than a lot of people already. but what advice would you give to people who aren't in the industry or want to come in some way?
You know, I think advice I give across the board to anyone is really to network. Network. If you're in college, become involved in your campus real estate club. If this is your passion, go to real estate related events, join professional organizations, hopefully at a student discount, and take on internships or jobs relating to real estate. You know, I remember telling my son, giving him this same spiel. He was 15. Unfortunately, his passion is not real estate, but that's okay. You know, he's into robotics and things. And I always told him, network. Look at people in the eye when they're talking to you.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get this one guy's phone number because he does robotics and wineries. Could have been a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the middle of the conversation, the man he was speaking with actually asked for my son's number.
I love it.
That speaks volumes because, you know, being so young, having someone want your contact information, it's huge and it's a great first step.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So being so involved, it's a great opportunity. Hopefully they'll make long lasting connections.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be mutually beneficial.
No, absolutely. You know, that's the goal, right?
Agreed.
It's a two-way street.
Right. Because we on our end, we're looking for talent, right?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
And they're looking to start somewhere and they're young and hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Great advice.
Awesome. Well, Patrice,
very cool.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Dropping some knowledge on us.
Oh, you know, I try.
I appreciate it.
I try every time we get together.
Yeah.
Every time we get together.
It doesn't retain well with me.
No,
kind of goes in and went out.
That's why he had to put her on a podcast to re-listen.
Record
exactly.
that.
Record
take
that
notes.
For me, please.
Record it. Take notes, please. That's the only way I'm going to.
Just make different pieces of this podcast, my ringtone, okay?
Oh, gosh. I love it.
I'll take it. I got you. Well, no, once again, we really want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
I know it takes
a lot
out of people's time, especially property managers. You guys are so busy, have a lot going on. You always have a lot going on.
Yes.
She also has other kids at home, babies. So she's, I know there's
a full schedule.
A full schedule. And for you to take time, exactly. We really do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. And you know what? The wine bribes helped a lot, too. So not a problem saying yes.
Yeah. I can only knock on her door so many times up there at Metro Center before she's like, all right, Brittany, whatever.
Come on. I love it. Well, again, thank you so much, Patrice.
Yeah. So we're going to go over some events that are coming up, right?
Let's go over a couple more things, and then we'll wrap up this episode.
Nice.
Upcoming events. We talked about previous ones, so let's talk about some upcoming stuff. Mm-hmm. BOMA is having their annual crab feed coming up. Mark your calendars, February 28th.
It's going to be a great event. It's going to support the PAC, which it is an important year this year, especially for commercial real estate. We're going into election year, so 2020. There's going to be hopefully a lot of support for, you know, what BOMA and everybody else has going on.
Yes. Sponsorships for that is coming out soon, so stay tuned or go to BOMASacramento.com and they can advise you with more information. Mm. Moving on to IREM, they have this upcoming Friday, next Friday, January 24th, is their real estate market forecast. So looking forward to seeing some people there.
Yeah.
Going into Crew, they have a New Year's party, January 21st.
Kickoff event.
Kicking it off of New Year, new them, I guess.
Yeah. Crew's been blown up.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's been a lot of support there.
Doing a good job there. Yeah. And then you have IFMA doing a SMUD building tour on February 26th.
Yep.
So, again, those organizations, keep your ears and eyes open and emails. But speaking of emails.
Yeah.
With our new name,
we have a
CRE
website that's going to be coming out here soon.
We do. And we have an email. So obviously, if you are interested in contacting us,
please go to thebridgecre@gmail.com. Once again, the email is thebridgecre@gmail.com. You could always reach out to us. And website's going to be coming out. There's going to be a lot of good stuff on the website as far as contacts for different events that are coming up. You could obviously access the podcast. You could go back. So check it out. There's going to be tons of stuff that we are trying to provide our listeners to and just be another resource out there. So all that stuff's coming up.
We will be a resource for every single organization that is out there. We will have one calendar that everybody can go to and see what's going on every single day of every single organization.
Yeah.
So we hope it's helpful for all of you guys. We do truly appreciate you guys listening.
Absolutely.
With that being said, we also will have jobs and job opportunities that we hear of. Mm-hmm. So if anybody knows or is looking for someone, feel free to reach out again to our email. But currently what we know of is Director of Maintenance. They are looking for at Folsom Cordova Unified School District. They also are looking for a Facility Assistant at Colliers International here in Sacramento. There is an Assistant Property Manager they are looking for at McClellan Park. Mm-hmm. And a Commercial Property Manager at the Department of General Services.
Mm-hmm.
A Property Manager at
Clippinger
Investments.
Yep.
And an electrician at JLL, so Jones Lang LaSalle, at Intel.
Yeah.
Again, if anybody else has...
reach out.
Any job openings or...
Reach out to us, please.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy to, bring it to people's attention. Candace, this is cool.
Patrice, thank you.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Of Absolutely. Course.
Thank you, JB Bostick, for allowing me to do this.
Yeah. Thank you, Air System Service and Construction. And we have there's going to be a lot of stuff happening this year for us for 2020. So look out.
Stay tuned.
CRE. Stay tuned.
This is it.
First podcast of the year.
I love it.
Yeah. We're out. Later.